Mix 101.7, Saturday morning huddle talk moves on with Ridgeview now and Coach Jeff DeHaan as the Raptors triumphant in Orange City last night, 24-21. We were there for the area game of the week broadcast, Jeff, and I'm sure a little frustrating for both you and Coach Griffith with all the penalty yards, 200 combined we had between the two teams, but a solid back-and-forth high school football game.
It was a good high school football game. Like every time we get done with a play, I look on the field, make sure there's no flag on the field. But, it got pretty ridiculous there at the end of the game. But, like you said, it was a fun game to watch and watch the boys battle and win a football game.
You guys were up 6-0 at the half, as on the first play of the second quarter, Grant connects 9-yard pass to Garrett Lamp. But you had opportunities earlier as Unity Christian's defense stepped up, stopped you on a 3rd-and-1 and then a 4th-and-1, your first two drives as you got down to their 10-yard line on the first series and into their territory the second drive, and Zavenbergen intercepted two passes, the second one coming deep in their territory with under a minute to go in the half. So what was the feeling at halftime? Yes, you were leading, which was nice, but probably had the feeling that you could have well been up by more.
Oh, yeah. We left a lot out on the field last night. But right now, that's kind of our Achilles heel right now, is those short yardage plays. And we're going to have to figure something out, and we will. Our coaches will put our heads together and figure something out and figure out what we're doing wrong on short yards plays. But, give us a week, and hopefully we can figure that out.
Well, the third quarter produced some offensive fireworks, certainly, as they got a 67-yard touchdown pass. You answer back on a 45-yard TD throw, Anderson to Kugel. They answer that, but you retaliate one more time as Grant throws another one, the three touchdown passes he had in the game, and then a Peyton Boyle 19-yard touchdown run, and one of those penalties that we were referring to coming on a kickoff, unfortunately, when Peyton had it going all the way, was going to score, and unfortunately the foul was called well away from the play, but credit the guys being able to shake that off.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes when adversity hits, you gotta overcome it. And the kids did that. We talk about that before football games. You know, when the adversity comes, how are you going to react to it? And I thought we reacted pretty well. I thought there's a lot of kids on our football team that stepped up and made plays for us last night, especially when things weren't going our way. You know, we picked each other up, and that's what football team. That's what good football teams do. And I thought we did that. I was proud of them the way they handled it. And I told them in our district, every game is going to be a battle. And you gotta expect a game like this each week. And I'm excited to get to watch film today and see what we need to clean up, and we'll go from there.
So you were up 18-13 going into the fourth quarter, and you put together a 10-play scoring drive, and what led to the Boyle 19-yard touchdown run. The play before got a big one from Grant to Graff. 3rd-and-19 conversion, 21-yard gain.
Yeah, Jackson Graff made some great plays for us all night. On that play, I thought Grant did a nice job of buying himself some time, stepping up in the pocket and finding Graff. That was a big play for us in the game. And the next play was probably our best running play that we had all night, mm-hmm. and we got in the end zone, and that was awfully a big one for us.
So Jackson, unofficially on the night, 115 yards receiving on 7 catches. So you look to be in good shape there, up 24-13 with 5 minutes remaining. But to their credit, did not go away. Got a score to get you within 3 points. And my Wells Ag Supply Fonda play of the game was shared with all the defensive guys, especially for the job they did the last two drives after Unity Christian got a fumble to get the ball back and taking over at your 31-yard line, and then after that, getting on a 3-and-out, they step up and hold them on 4 downs each time.
Yeah, I thought the defense played pretty well on night. 21 points is kind of deceiving. We kind of gave up a short field and then a couple pass plays at the end. But other than that, I thought our defensive line played wonderful. I thought we got after the quarterback pretty well and kept him in the pocket and made those long throws. Our secondary played well. We just had that one mix up on that 67-yard pass play. But other than that, the defense played a pretty solid football game last night.
And beating Unity Christian 24-21, final score again to get the Raptors their first win in 1A District 2 play. And next up, homecoming with the rivalry game with OABCIG next Friday, and we'll be there to broadcast that one on Mix 101.7. Some Coach Jeff DeHaan commentary. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Congratulations, and we'll chat again shortly.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.